It's Monday, August 15th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: the Gartner hype cycle for emerging technologies and everyone's overspending on the cloud. This is the Business of Tech. The Gartner hype cycle. It's catnip for analysts, and there's a new update for the hype cycle for emerging technologies 2022. The firm has added 25 technologies to the list and notes that the topics are intended to be dynamic, and they are featured for a year or two, after which it doesn't track them to make room for other emerging technologies. These technologies can potentially deliver a competitive advantage over the next 2 to 10 years. Gartner has put them into three themes, quoting from Tech Republic. First, evolving and expanding immersive experiences. The future of digital experience is immersive. A collection of emerging technologies supports such experiences through dynamic virtual representations, environments, and ecosystems of customers and people, as well as new modes of user engagement. Quote, with these technologies, individuals can control their own identities and data and experience virtual ecosystems that can be integrated with digital currencies. These technologies help reach customers in new ways to strengthen or open new revenue streams, Gartner said. The technologies to watch that deliver evolving and expanding immersive experiences are metaverse, non-fungible tokens or NFTs, super apps and Web3, decentralized identity, digital humans, digital twins of the customer, and internal talent marketplaces. Accelerated AI automation. AI adoption is expanding as an integral part of products, services, and solutions. This accelerates the creation of specialized AI models that can be applied to automate model development, training, and deployment. AI automation refocuses the role of humans in AI development, resulting in more accurate predictions and decisions and faster time to expected benefits. The technologies that support accelerated AI automation are autonomic systems, casual AI, foundational models, generative design AI, and machine learning code generation. Finally, optimized technologist delivery. Successful digital businesses are built, not bought. A set of emerging technologies focuses on the product, service, and solution builder communities and the platforms they use. These technologies provide feedback and insight that optimize and accelerate product, service, and solution delivery and increase the sustainability of business operations. The critical technologies optimizing technologist delivery are augmented FinOps, cloud data ecosystems, cloud sustainability, computational storage, cybersecurity mesh architecture, data observability, dynamic risk governance, industry cloud platforms, minimum viable architecture, observability-driven development, open telemetry, and platform engineering. Why do we care? I admit, it's catnip for me. It's the trends I want to comment on. Each of these three areas could be a specialization for any services company, and smaller ones will likely struggle to do all three. I'm keener on the final one, digital businesses, and note the observation of being built, not bought. Built, you know, constructed, using services. Point the big spotlight on that area. That's the lead, because you might use the other two to execute on the promise of the third. Focusing on the practical often helps crystallize the direction in the noise of predictions. I'm going to focus there. While we're on analyst data, Forrester released a survey titled the 2022 State of Cloud Strategy Survey and found that 94% of respondents are overspending in the cloud. Almost all noted avoidable cloud spending as a top reason for this overinvestment, including idle or underutilized resources, overprovisioned resources, and a lack of needed skills. One in four organizations said they surpassed their annual projected cloud spend, with just 6% saying they do not have any avoidable cloud spend. Further key findings showed that 81% said they used multi-cloud, with a further 60% of respondents stating they are already using multi-cloud infrastructures, and an additional 21% saying they will be within the next 12 months. While most, 90%, said that multi-cloud is working. Why do we care? Shocking, the cloud has potential to be wasteful. Of course everyone is overspending. Flexible spending is the key feature of the cloud, and when you've moved to consumption billing, if you in any way overconsume, you're overspending. The flip side of this is underutilized capital resources. Remember the days of shelfware software or overspec'd servers designed for potential growth? I could easily argue those are overspending too. The difference here is you can manage it. For the record, that's a feature, not a bug. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market, one of the best kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today is National Back to School Prep Day, telling us summer is nearing the end. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.